Brooke, my boy, and welcome everybody to our fourth part on our series on Bitochen. You remember last week, we are still learning the Psicha, the introduction to the Chovos Havavos Shara Bitochen, in which the Chovos Havavos is not actually discussing Bitochen itself, or the mechanics, or the science of Bitochen, or what it is that you have to be Boiteach in, or how it is that you come about to the level of Bitochen. He's not talking about that. The Psicha doesn't talk about Bitochen itself. Rather, the Psicha in the Chovos Havavos is whetting our appetite. He's trying to get us interested in being Boitchim Vashem. And the way he is doing so is to explain to us and to prove and to demonstrate what a rewarding existence it is to be a Baal Boiteach Bakadosh Baruch Hu. And it is rewarding in two different categories, one Beruchnius and one Begashmius. And we are dealing with, for the moment, the Ruchnius. So we've already explained that Bitochen is all about Menuchas HaNefesh, somebody who is in a state of Menuchas HaNefesh, tranquility, serenity, peace of mind, then he is necessarily a better Eved Hashem. And Bitochen is all about being a better Eved Hashem. That's the Chovos Havavos' very opening line. That's why he wrote the Shaar HaBitochen immediately after the Shaar Avodas Elokim. In order to be a better Eved Elokim, says the Chovos Havavos, I clearly need to explain to you the greatest tool, the greatest necessity in becoming a greater Eved Hashem, and that is to be a Baal Bitochen. So you'll remember that we've discussed a couple of mailers so far, besides that one of Menuchas HaNefesh, he also spoke about the one who's Boiteach Bashem does not feel the need in any way to flatter, to praise, or not to rebuke other people, because he's not reliant on them, he's reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we discussed last time. We ended up talking about the alchemist. Why is that? Because the Chovos Havavos explained to us that there is another nakuda, and that is that peace of mind allows a person, as we mentioned, to become a better Eved Hashem, because he has that peaceful existence, he has that serenity. And initially he compared him to the alchemist. Remember, that was that phenomena that existed once upon a time, in which a person would take metal, which didn't cost much, and he would pretend, delude his customers into thinking that he'd managed to convert it to gold and silver, and that way he would make millions. So it would seem to be the most assured way of earning a living, and this person is forever comfortable. And the Chovos Havavos is out to prove to us that actually the Boiteach Bashem is in 10 ways better off than the alchemist. An incredible thing I was told this week. I'm giving a different series elsewhere on Chovos Havavos Shara Bitochen. And I explained to them, like we explained over here, that it's critical that Bitochen has to be very lemaisa, which, by the way, is the reason why the Chovos Havavos will see illustrates many of his points with Mesholim and stories. It's got to be practical. You remember that line, that phenomenal line of the Chazon Ish. Emunah is halacha, but Bitochen is lemaisa. So I explained to this group, and I said, like we mentioned last week, that if the Chovos Havavos talks about the Baal Ho Alchemia, the alchemist, then even if that doesn't exist nowadays, but it's crucial that we adapt that to the modern day alchemist. And the concept, if not the profession, definitely exists nowadays as much as it ever did. We can all picture in our minds people that we know of who seem on the surface just to have everything going on their way. Their parnasa always seems to be organized. Everything they touch turns to gold. That is the modern day alchemist. So the next day, one of the members of this particular shir came to me and said, "You won't believe it. This particular fellow works in high tech, and he said a new program has just been introduced to our company, a phenomenal piece of software, absolutely groundbreaking in computer programming, and it takes care of this, and it takes care of that, and it takes care of the other, and it's absolutely brand new on the market, and it's the most incredible breakthrough in the modern day computer companies. And he said to me, you'll never guess, he said to me, guess what this program is called? I said, I've no idea. And he said, it's called The Alchemist. So there it is. The modern day alchemist exists and is as poignant as ever. Not just in the moshel, but literally, he said, this is what this computer program is called. It's called The Alchemist. So somebody who's has designed a computer program, and that is supposed to be the impression. If you have this computer program, there you are, sorted out for life. And the Baal Chovos HaLevavos is out to prove to us that actually the alchemist then, no difference to the alchemist now, is actually not at all sorted out, quote unquote, for life. So we began mentioning one or two of the differences. Firstly, he's reliant on his materials. The alchemist, if he runs out of materials, he is stuck. He also spoke about the fact that the work of the alchemy, although maybe very rewarding, can have dangers. He's busy mixing up his potions and the smoke and the chemicals and the stains, etc., etc., and all that can have an adverse effect on his health. Being a Boiteach Bashem has no adverse effect on anybody's health, to the contrary. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, and now we're moving on. There's another difference. The alchemist, and again, we keep having to, this is absolutely critical in our project, we must not just leave it as a moshel. We have to explain what the nimshel is, and it's critical that we adapt this to some modern day phenomena that we can all relate to. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, the Baal Alchemia, the alchemist, as calm as he may seem on the outside, he's forever living in fear. He's forever living in secret, because if only his secret is divulged, then he knows that he's in serious trouble. As long as he manages to delude the masses, then yes, the millions might come rolling in. But even as they are rolling in, he is forever in a state of worry. Forever in a state of worry. What happens if he gets caught? What happens if other competitors learn the trade of his secret as well? And again, we can all adapt this, whether it be, I think we gave the moshel of the entertainer, or the top businessman, all these people who look on the surface absolutely made for life, a lot of them, maybe all of them, are forever living in fear of competition, and what happens if their secret becomes public. Not so the Baal Boiteach. The person who is Boiteach Bashem, he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, said, Dovra Melech Beiloi Kim Botachti. I have my Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seloi Iro. I have nothing to fear. Ma Yase Odom Li. What can anybody do to me? Absolutely nothing. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, there's another difference. The Baal Alchemia, the alchemist, is forever debating what is actually the best way to go about his business. Should he, on the one hand, perhaps, have lots of this fake gold and silver in stock, even ahead of time, before any of the customers have ordered it, so that come the day that a customer will order a big order, he'll have everything ready? On the other hand, perhaps he shouldn't do that, because he has that all in stock, or maybe the customer will not arrive and it will all go to waste. So he's forever debating when he's on track A, maybe I should have adopted track B. I adopt track B, maybe I should have done something different. So again, as calm and as comfortable as he may seem, he's forever worries how, what is the best way to run his business. Not so, he says, the Baal Boiteach Elohim. He knows that there's no two different tracks. Whatever Parnos is supposed to come my way will indeed come my way. I have to do my Ishtadlus, that's certainly true. We'll have to discuss this at great length in the future. But he's not constantly debating, am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? If this is the correct Ishtadlus, then that's what I'll do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send me the Parnos. Another difference, he says, the Baal Alchemia, the alchemist, his parnasa might be doing a roaring trade, but he's always living in fear. What happens if he gets struck down by illness? Well, then he won't be able to go to work that day. And if he can't go to work, then he can't earn money. And if he can't earn money, then he's not so comfortable after all, because after all, he's relying on that money. Says the Chovos HaVavos, and this is a very important line. Says the Chovos HaVavos that the Baal Boiteach Vashem, now I'll read to you the words because they need explanation. The Baal Boiteach Vashem is Botuach Min HaMadvin VeHecheloim. He is assured that he will be free from afflictions and illnesses. What does that mean? Somebody who's Boiteach Vashem cannot become ill? There are plenty of tzaddikim v'yisaydei olam who became ill, and they endured illnesses. So the Chovos HaVavos immediately qualifies that statement, and he says, Elo, except in the case of what he calls derech hakapara, the derech hatmura. What derech hakapara and what's derech hatmura? Derech hakapara and tmura are two ways, two reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu might inflict illness on the Baal Boiteach Vashem. Reason number one may be because essentially he's a tzaddik and he deserves La'achameh Ve'esrim to go to Gan Eden, but there might be one or two averas for which he has to be paid off for. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beroiv Chasoi says, I'd rather perhaps inflict him with illnesses and sickness, and that will be his payoff, rather than, after 120, having to subject him to Gehenna. That may be one reason. Another reason, says the Chovos HaVavos, on occasion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can decide, Beroiv Chochmosoi, that a person will be subject to illness, or to sickness, and a difficult life, and that itself will earn him more Gan Eden just by virtue of the fact that he had to endure difficulty in this world. But other than that, he will not be subject to illness. Now, this brings us back to a crucial yesod, and this is going to be one of the big yesodos that must accompany us throughout our entire project on Bitochen, and that is, you'll remember the Chovos HaVavos introduced us, we mentioned this a couple of sessions ago, to a tremendous chiddush in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with every individual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us as a mirror image to the way that we, as it were, deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that somebody is Boiteach in him, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Zoicha to extra special Hashkocha. If you are not Boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you can manage without, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's fine with me, then manage without. And a classic example was Yosef HaTzadik in jail, who relied on the Sar HaMashkin. The details and the fuller explanation of that story we will have to go into on another time, because of course, the obvious question is, wasn't it correct to do some sort of hishtaglus? We're not going to get involved. But for whatever reason, Chazal HaKadoshim understand that on his level, there was a certain lack of bitochen. He relied on the Sar HaMashkin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's fine with me. If you want to rely on the Sar HaMashkin, then rely on the Sar HaMashkin. See where that gets you. Well, he forgot about him for 2 years, so he languished in jail for 2 years. Which means, it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha definitely pertains to every single individual without fail. There is nothing that is beyond the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there are different levels of Hashkocha. Different levels of Hashkocha Hashem. Similar, for example, those of you who are here in Eretz Yisrael, The Torah writes in Parashas Ekev, Eine Hashem Alekecha Tomei, the eyes, that's the Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pertain to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? In Chutz La'aretz, there's no Hashkochas Hashem. There is. It's through different mediums. It is not the direct Hashkocha that one is zeicher to if you live in Eretz Yisrael. There are different levels of Hashkocha. He is Boteach in his own prowess, in his own skills at deluding the masses, thinking that he can convert metal into Kesef, Zohov, V'Nechoshes. In which case, he has a lower level of Hashkocha. As the Chodesh Avolos writes, if you are Boteach in some other force, then that other force is really guides through a medium. It's not direct. Therefore, the one who's Boteach B'Kodesh Baruch Hu essentially is not privy to illness. Illness, the way we normally look at it, is quote unquote a natural phenomenon. A person can statistically or naturally become unwell. And we would say essentially it's for no rhyme or reason. We can have two people living in the same house in the same circumstances. One catches a cold and one doesn't. Do we have any rational way of explaining that? So the scientists will tell us, statistics show that X amount of people catch a cold. And I'm sorry to say, you were one of that X. And the person next to you wasn't. There's no obvious or rational cause we've seen. Some have contracted corona, some have not. But we were told it's a very, very contagious disease. And how is it that many families have had a number of members of their family with corona, yet there were those who didn't catch it? So we could all try and explain this with natural means and science and statistics. But those natural, quote, because the real answer to why one person contracted an illness and why one didn't is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that's what should be. That Reuven should contract it, Shimon should not. What the Chayot HaVavos is teaching us is that there's more of a chance that Shimon will contract it if indeed he is not Boteach Bashem. Because then these natural, quote-unquote, forces can intervene and have an influence over this person. The Boteach Bashem is not subject to natural forces. He is subject to a direct Hashkocha and will not therefore become unwell. Unless we're talking about the exceptions that we mentioned before, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it fit and in his best interest to become unwell, either because that will be a payoff for some averas he may have done over his life, or in order to earn him extra Gan Eden. But again, this is the Maila of the Baal Bitochin over and above the Baal Alchemia. I just read recently that somebody came to Moron HaChazon Ish in a terrible state. And he said, I've just been diagnosed with a severe illness, and the doctors have assured me that I have 4 days to live, not more. And he came to the Chazon Ish in absolute panic mode. 4 days I have to live, that's all. So the Chazon Ish told him, please, he said, pass me from the Sforim shelf a Sefer Bereishis. So he did, he said, open up, begin from the beginning. He didn't understand what the Chazon Ish wanted, so he began reading. Bereishis bara Elokim, es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. Ba-aretz ha-yisrael sayu v'vayu. The Chazon Ish says, keep reading, keep reading. He began to the end of the first day of the Bria, vayhi erev, vayhi vayke, yoyim echot. Says the Chazon Ish, no, keep reading. Okay, second day of the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this, he created this, mavdol bin mayim l'mayim, vayhi erev, vayhi vayke, yoyim sheni. Keep reading, says the Chazon Ish. And it was on the third day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this and that, Tachei Ha'aretz. Vayera vayveka yom shlishi, says the Chaznish, keep reading. And it was on the fourth day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon and Ma'or HaGadol, Ma'or HaKatan, Vayera vayveka yom revi'i, says the Chaznish, you can stop now. What did you just read? So he said, I just read what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in day one, day two, day three, and day four. Says the Chaznish, no, not bad. See what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do in 4 days? Created most of the world. You're telling me the doctor said that you're only here, you can only live for 4 days. You can only live for 4 days. But look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to create in 4 days. Most of the world was actually created in 4 days. Have bitachon b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who knows what can happen in 4 days? Look what you just read in the Chumash. On day four, this person gets a call. There's been a dramatic announcement here in Eretz Yisrael. A trial medication has just arrived in this country. It's come from Chutz La'aretz, and this person is a candidate for it. Rush now to the hospital, and he can immediately start with the medication. It's on trial. He became a candidate, he tried it out, and he recovered fully. So in 4 days, the Baal Bitochen realizes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create most of the world, he can send the refuah as well. So this is what the Chovos HaBavos is talking about. You want to be boiteach in your money, then you are opting for natural means. So therefore you may be subject to illness. If you don't want to be boiteach in your money, albeit, yes, a person has to do hishtadlus. He cannot just sit and wait for mon to rain down on him from heaven. We will learn the halachas of hishtadlus be'ezus Hashem at a later stage. But even if a person is inflicted with illness or sickness or other difficulty, if he's boiteach b'kodesh baruch hu, his hashkacha is altogether different. And there is nothing beyond the capability of the Ribbono shel Olam. And yes, the same Ribbono shel Olam who created most of the world in 4 days can also send medication in 4 days and can send the refuah in 4 days and can send it in 4 minutes as well. The alchemist, says the Chovos HaVavos, in continuation, has another problem. And this, again, Rabbi Yisrael, we will try to relate to current affairs. Those who are listening in the United Kingdom, I think, will relate to this more. Because the Chovos HaVavos says that the alchemist might well see millions rolling in, notwithstanding the different problems that he faces, but he might well be matzliach in his business. At the end of the day, says the Chovos HaVavos, you cannot eat money. However much money may be worth, but you cannot eat money. You ultimately have to go and buy food. So what are you going to do if there's a food shortage? Or what happens if you're going to have a situation if, for some reason, you have no access to that food? Then all the money in the world is not going to help you. I think we mentioned last week, Baron Rothschild, the richest man perhaps on the planet, got locked into his own treasury. Nobody knew he was there. He was locked in and he died a very tragic death there. So the richest man on planet Earth died of starvation. This is very, very poignant. Just now, maybe it could be behind us now, but I know this was going on in the United Kingdom just a couple of weeks ago. A bizarre story in which lots of food products could not be delivered to the stores. Those driving the trucks who were supposed to do delivery, whatever, were refusing to drive. Thousands or perhaps millions of tons of milk was just poured into the sea because there's no way of delivering it to the stores. So the milk, the food was there. People simply didn't have access to it. This is what the Chovos HaVavos is talking about. Somebody who's not a Beiteach Bashem and is relying on his money, you cannot eat money. Money is a stepping stone to buying food. You may not have food available, or it may not be accessible. Whereas somebody who is Beiteach B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, HaKodesh Baruch Hu will find a way by hook or by crook of sending you your food and sending you everything else you need for that matter as well. An eighth mila. Says the Chovos HaVavos, and again, let's try and relate this to people or examples that we can all think of. The Baal Alchemia, the alchemist, for reasons that we stated before, he's living in constant state of fear. Will his secret be divulged? Will he be caught? That means that he necessarily has to travel from place to place. He can't really stay in one location. He's always trying to evade the government and evade the authorities. The Beteach Bashem, who's he afraid of? Who's he scared of? Who's he running away from? He's in perfectly fine hands. He's in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I remember one occasion a number of years ago, I had a particular scenario in which I had dealings with a multi-millionaire who lived in Yerushalayim. Rav Kornfeld sent me to speak to him. Certain project that perhaps I was going to be involved in, it didn't work out. A number of years later, not that long after, I remember speaking to Rav Kornfeld. I said, by the way, that individual, where you know, what's up with him? He said, oh, he doesn't live here anymore. He lives in Canada now. I said, really? What, he moved from Eretz Yisrael to Canada? He said, no. He moved to South Africa, to Los Angeles, and then to Canada. This is his fourth stop. I said, is he still very wealthy? He said, yes, but he lost it all. He made it. He lost it. Now he's made it again. So this is the life of somebody who is busy with money all day long, running from place to place, making money, losing money in a constant state of worry and fear. Beteach Bashem is in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's not no need to run away from anybody at all. The ninth and penultimate difference between the alchemist and the Baal Bitochim, says the Chedos Avovas, and this is absolutely critical. Being an alchemist can earn you a lot of money, but it can't earn you happiness. It necessarily entails all the difficulties of those who have a lot of money. Certainly, it will not bring you to Olam Haba. There is no Mokum in Gan Eden for those who have more money. But those who are Boteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says, V'Boteach Bashem Chesed Yisevevenu. He is surrounded by the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will bring him happiness. He will lead a happier life. And this is the critical point of everything we are learning now. Remember, the Chedos Avovos is trying to market Bitochen for us. Marketing Bitochen for us. If you want to lead a life of chesed yisevevenu, a life of tranquility, a life which is not fraught with danger or fear, then be a Boteach Bashem. Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach Bashem. Ashrei Odom Boteach Boch. What a rewarding life it is. And the final Nakuda that the Chovos Avovos writes, and this is very similar to what we mentioned before, that part of his fear, the alchemist is, he's forever living in danger, not just because his business is illegal and he may be caught, but the very fact that he is making extraordinary amounts of money necessarily means he's always living in fear. The government catch him? Will he have to pay taxes? How much will have to be given away? People are forever running after him. The Boteach Bashem, when his secret is found out, he only is better off as a result. People will be mechabed him. People will look up to him. I read this week, I was reading a book about Hagoyen Hagodel, a cousin of our family, Hagoyen Abavrom Genachovsky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, Hagoyen Adir Mamish Sholet V'Chol HaTorah Kula. He became very ill at the end of his life and eventually he passed away from his illness. When the doctor had to break the news to him in the hospital in Shari Tzedek, he had to tell him the news and all the ramifications. And he said to the doctor, thank you so much for being so professional in the way that you related this news to me. That was his reaction. He once picked up a sefer, Rabbi Ron Genachovsky, in which the halachas of Shabbos were being discussed. Under what circumstance can a chayla take medication on Shabbos? And this particular sefer wrote that if he's very ill, and even if it's not pikuach nefesh, and then in his sefer it wrote, and if the chayla is extremely worried about his predicament, then he's also allowed to take medication. That itself is a heter. And the way that this book described it, Rom couldn't understand that line in the sefer. What do you mean he's extremely worried? What is there to worry about? You're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't understand why that should be a heter to take medication. After he passed away, he has never in all his career seen somebody with such calmness, despite a very difficult, painful situation. He has never seen somebody so calm in all his career as he did Hagoyin Avraham Genachovsky. So let's not make a mistake. When we see that Gedolei Yisrael exhibit clearly the Midah of Bitachin, we must never chas v'sholem think, well, they were clearly blessed with a calm personality. No. It's the lifetime's avoider of bitochen that has brought about a calm nature. That is what bitochen is all about. Bitochen is being calm. Bitochen is living with menuchas hanefesh. It doesn't mean that when illness strikes, it doesn't mean when difficulties arrive that it's not painful. It may well, as a result, the lack of menuchas hanefesh as a result. And if Gedolei Yisrael are able to take difficult news calmly and feel like that young baby in the heart and the hands of its mother, let's not make a mistake. It doesn't mean that there's less pain, and it doesn't mean that he can't suffer, but it means that he's calm. He's the menuchas hanefesh. And that's a lifetime's avodah. Gedolei Yisrael, who are Bale Bitochen, the reason why they are Gedolei Yisrael is precisely because of that reason. Because they live with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, every stage of the way. And of course, it's very easy to talk about Bitochen. It's even easier to lecture other people about Bitochen. All so easy to speak to your friend, to your family neighbor, to your member, to your neighbor, whoever it may be, who's going through a difficulty, whatever it may be. And let's the meister, when it's personal, that's the true test. And we pass the test if we have prepared ourselves for it. If at the time of difficulty we wake up and we say, well, what's bitochen, then it's all too late. It's never too late to be mischazik in bitochen. But clearly a person will be better off if there's preparation work. How long for? A lifetime. There are endless levels of bitochen. One at no stage gets a badge or a certificate. You are now a classified Baal bitochen. There is no such thing. There are levels upon levels upon levels upon levels of strengthened bitochen. So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, Shaloi Alidei Nisoyin, we shouldn't be tested. But if the reality of life is that we are tested, and we all are tested in one way or another, it is the bitochen that will get us through. That same bitochen that guides us, even on a day which is perhaps easier, even then we live with bitochen. So too, when things are perhaps not so easy, the parnasa, or with health, or with shalom bayis, or with chinuch hamodim, or with gashmias, or ruchnias, whatever it may be, the key to success is to feel in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In order to feel that, it takes avodah. And that's really what our project of Shara Bitochen is all about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Siyata Dishmaya in the very zechus that we are dedicating time to learn this subject. We shall be zeicha be'ezus Hashem to be mischazik in our bitochen. All the best, everybody. Cult of.
Sure.